Good afternoon, Benjamin.
Good afternoon.
So firstly, what is the necessity of the Commonwealth body?
Well, it's a body that's evolved greatly since its inception. Essentially, it began its existence as a group of British dominions around the world. And this was in the backdrop of the Cold War and wanting to show a united front and, if necessary, a united military front against creeping communism. But over the 60s, 70s and 80s, against the backdrop of decolonization, it has evolved into more a group of friendly and like-minded nations who believe in the same principles of democracy and of course, who get together every 4 years to have a sporting competition, which is probably the best way it's known to most people these days.
And how does the head of Commonwealth differ from the role of the King or Queen?
Well, it's a very symbolic role. Of course, it always used to be that the British sovereign was also the sovereign of the individual nations. So initially it made no difference at all because the Queen was the Queen of each individual country as well as being the Queen of the Commonwealth. But now it's a funny sort of role. The Queen's the only one to have ever held it up until now. But you do have a case where there are many nations in the Commonwealth who actually are independent republics. So there's no protocol to follow, as it were. We're in uncharted territory, but the heads of the Commonwealth nations have decided that Prince Charles should succeed his mother now as head of the Commonwealth.
And so as they have made this decision that he is going to take over, the Queen has also stated that it will be her last Commonwealth meeting. Is it possible that he may take over earlier?
It certainly is, but every Commonwealth nation appreciates the role that the Queen has had, and they certainly do adjust where they're meeting. I mean, that's why this last one was in Britain, was because of they recognise that the Queen has given up long travel. So it's a pressing issue where the Commonwealth needed to make a announcement on behalf of the Commonwealth or some sort of global emergency were to emerge, then yes, Charles would have to jump up earlier, but it's relatively unlikely because each of those nations do still have their own head of state to make major decisions and to state their national policies.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is interesting as well. There have been calls for the position to be rotated around the 53 member states. Why do you think they initially thought this but then decided to go with Prince Charles?
Well, that's an interesting question. That would have been unthinkable in the 1940s or 50s even. It would have gone without saying that the monarch of Britain has to be the head of the Commonwealth. So, as I said, there's been an evolution, especially in the backdrop of the 60s and 70s and with decolonisation. And the Commonwealth is in a slightly awkward position because it now presents itself as a body of democratic and like-minded nations who stand for ideas like equality, who stand for ideas like open and fair elections. But of course, that sits slightly awkwardly with having a hereditary monarch as the head. So it would have been a sign of their further evolution and the further democratisation of the Commonwealth if they did decide they would either have an election to be the head of the Commonwealth or they would simply rotate it. But I suppose the power and the respect and the long tradition of having the Queen means that her opinion counts for a lot. And when she came out and said she wants her son to be the next head of the Commonwealth, and also remembering this, as far as world positions go, head of the Commonwealth is, you know, not exactly the most important position. So there you go. They decided to honour the Queen's wishes.
Yeah, definitely. And although the head of the Commonwealth doesn't really hold too much power, do we expect to see any changes?
No, there'll be very little. And there's not a huge amount for Charles to do, as indeed there wasn't a huge amount for the Queen to do. It has evolved into a reasonably democratic organisation. and the heads of Commonwealth states get together and they discuss global issues. They discuss things like terrorism and how their nations can work together to try and fight it. They look at global inequality. They look at fighting poverty. They look at increasing education levels. It's they talk about the type of things politicians talk about, and so to have a figurehead, be it the Queen or be it Charles, they won't actually be the person framing policy.
Yeah, definitely. And just lastly, I think it is interesting, whenever we kind of hear stories relating to the Commonwealth, the discussion of Australia becoming a republic always does seem to pop up. And sure. Bill Shorten has even stated that if we did become a republic, with Prince Charles now as the head of the Commonwealth, we still would have strong links to them. But what changes would we expect to see if Australia does separate from the Commonwealth?
If Australia becomes a republic, I think there's almost zero chance Australia would leave the Commonwealth. There certainly would be no reason Australia would have to. Back when India became an independent republic, there was a lot of discussion then about whether India should be kicked out of the Commonwealth, but a decision was made that no, India can stay in, which set the standard that said even if your country decides to become a republic, even if you decide to swap the monarch of Britain for a local head of state from that country, you can still be a full member. In fact, most of the nations in the Commonwealth are independent republics. So if Australia went down the republican path, almost definitely as a nation, it would stay in the Commonwealth. It would still compete in the Commonwealth Games because there would be no reason to leave a group, which is simply a loose association of nations who believe in democracy and equality and general values that Australia has.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure.